What's up, guys? It's your girl BK. You tuned into Fat and Figuring It Out right here on anchor.fm. How are you? I hope you are well. I hope you are feeling great. I hope you are feeling awesome. I hope you are excited for the holiday season. The holiday season is here. Oh, if you're like me, some of us is dreading this time of the year. I always dread the holidays for some reason. You know, I don't buy Christmas presents until the day of Christmas. And then I'm like, oh, it's Christmas. Yay. I've never been big on holidays. So forgive me if my enthusiasm is less to be desired. But I still wanted to holla at you real quick and give you some tips for surviving Thanksgiving. Because it's hard, especially when you're trying to eat right and, you know, you're on your path, you're on your journey, you're doing so well. And then it comes this time of the year where you got to sit around your family, whether you like them or not. God bless family. Thank God for family, right? We thankful. But we got to sit around all this food, right? Now, you're like me and you're a little bit too damn greedy. It could mess up your whole month. I mean, look, you got the mashed potatoes, you got the pumpkin pie, the apple pie, the gravy drenched turkey legs, what else? The green beans. Oh, hold up, wait, the macaroni and cheese. Now look, if food is not the problem, it's the way that we eat food that's the problem. Right? The food itself is not the problem. It's the way we eat too damn much. You know, let me just speak on behalf of myself since nobody else is raising their hand. So, it's nothing wrong with partaking in some good food during the holidays. But, you know, you gotta limit yourself. And here's a little tidbit of advice. Don't be like me, okay? What I used to do when I first was on my weight loss journey a couple years back, I used to isolate myself. I could not even be around food like that. People would invite me and I'd just look at you like, oh, what? No, I'm staying home and eating kale. What you mean, Thanksgiving? And I still kind of do that and... I'll talk myself out of it. Like, okay, I'll show up, show my face, you know, nibble on a little something here and there and be like, oh, but I won't stick around. I don't stick around all of that food. This is me, you know, like some of y'all may have a little bit better willpower, but especially if it's stuff that you haven't had in a long time and it's cooked, right? What? And mama, grandmama made it? What? Oh my gosh. I mean, apple pie made right, macaroni and cheese made right. So let me give you some amazing tips on surviving Thanksgiving, okay? And these things have helped me in the past, so I wanna help you out too. You know, don't use Thanksgiving as, I hate when people say this, like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, it's the holidays, you can eat what you want, you still gotta burn that stuff off, you know? So Don't put your back against the wall. Don't overeat, and then you know that guilt that comes after it. It does nothing for nobody, right? So, you know, take a little bit. Like, okay, Let me give you the tips. Okay, the tips, and this will also be on my Facebook page too. Better Body by BK. That's Better Body by BK. Revamped the Facebook page. I'm really juiced up. I'm excited about that. So go to Better Body by BK on Facebook, all right? I'll have the full article there so you can see all of the information and, you know, really utilize it so you can stay on track for Thanksgiving, all right? All right, so the first tip I got for you, eat before Thanksgiving dinner, okay? Don't be foregoing breakfast and lunch, then you're going to be super hungry for Thanksgiving. As in, if you're from a black family, you know, they say dinner at 3, dinner don't be till 6 o'clock, and you know you're starving by 6 o'clock, right? You're starving by 6 o'clock. So don't do that. Don't not eat breakfast. Don't not eat lunch. It's a recipe for overeating. So pregame your turkey day by having a low calorie, protein-rich snack before the meal. You know, snack on some almonds, some hummus, some veggies, a hard-boiled egg. And I know. Like, who wants to eat that before you eat Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, it's going to help you when it comes to really preparing your plate. Because when you see everybody else, like, Thanksgiving is like one of those days where it's an opportunity for people to overindulge more than any other day. It's crazy. So you piling on your plate, ain't nobody gonna tell you to stop. That's enough. You know, so you gotta tell yourself before you get there, okay, I'm only gonna have a spoonful of everything. I'm gonna have a little spoonful of everything. I'm gonna try everything and I'm gonna nibble on it. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, scarf down everything because you've been on your health and wellness kick. So you haven't been eating these foods. So you don't want to kind of like lose your mind and everybody looking at you like, I thought she or he was working out. You know, people be thinking stuff in their head and you can't stop them from thinking things, but you just want to take your time, take a scoop of everything. You know, don't overindulge. All right, let me give you number two. Number two, trade your stretchy leggings for a form-fitting outfit. Let me tell you, this is a great one. Number two, this is great. Write this down. So trade in your stretchy leggings. So dress to impress your friends and family on the big day. Ooh, you put on that nice suit. Ooh, you put on that nice sweatsuit or that just something form fitting. It's going to encourage you to not eat as much as if you were wearing like tights or some real baggy clothing. You know, you don't want to feel uncomfortable in that nice suit or those nice slacks that you got on. So that's going to help you when it comes to making your plate, right? Number three, make healthy alternatives. So if you are the host for the big feast, consider making healthy alternatives to your favorites. If you love yams, make a healthy alternative to the butter-soaked marshmallow-topped Thanksgiving yams by swapping the butter for an egg and the marshmallows for some crunchy pecans. If mashed potatoes are your favorite, make half mashed potatoes by mixing half potato and half cauliflower. Great tip. So that also helps you show, so you don't feel like you have to like isolate yourself from everybody else. Especially if you're the one who is hosting the feast, this is a great opportunity to showcase some healthy alternatives. You know, somebody might give you the side eye like, what she thinks she's doing? But there may be somebody like, you know what? I never thought about doing cauliflower this way. You might open them up to something new. So that's a great, great idea. Number four, head to the end of the line. Now, experts say heading to the back of the line can help you eat less. This is because food will look less enticing once it has been picked over. Ooh, that's so true. I hate picked over food. It's just like, oh my God, I'm skipping over this, that. Like, did someone put their finger? did someone put their finger in the mashed potatoes? Why is there an indent? You know what? I'm not eating this. So it will encourage you to skip over certain things if you head to the end of the line, if you know what I mean. Now, number five, be picky. Most of us have an idea of how we want a specific Thanksgiving favorite to taste before we bite into it. Now, if you are on a diet or, you know, you're really watching what you eat, now's the time to be picky about what food you eat. If you bite into a spoonful of stuffing and it's just meh, don't eat it. Just don't eat it. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth the calories. You know, don't be rude. If you know Aunt Sarah made that stuffing, you know, don't make the screw face like, ooh, who made this? You know, just trying to help yourself not eat too much. You know, be low key. Like, okay, you taste it. You be like, taste it a little bit. It ain't tasting right. Let's just scoop that over to the side. You know, don't waste calories and stuff you really don't like. Number six, we're almost there. We're almost to number seven. Hang in there with me. Okay. Decide on dessert or booze. Okay. Decide on dessert or booze. Now, some of y'all gonna get mad at me about this. Booze and dessert both pack a powerful punch of sugar to your stomach. So decide at the beginning of the gathering if you rather have booze or dessert. Not both. You don't want those calories. You don't want all those additional calories. And I know, oh, it's a holiday season, blah, blah, blah. But you're the one who has to burn it off. You know, you're the one who has to feel how you want to feel after you are done with your meal and partaking in these activities. So decide dessert or booze. You know, like what I usually do before I go to a restaurant, if I know where I'm going, I'm looking at the menu before I go. You know, so I know exactly what I want before I get there. You're not going to entice me for something else because I already looked at the menu. All right. Number seven, the last one. Now, I said at the beginning of this podcast, I said I was going to put this on my Facebook page. Okay. Fat and Figuring It Out Family. This will be the full article will be on my Facebook page. Better Body by BK. So go on Facebook, type in Better Body by BK. All right. Number seven. Use the meal ender. Now, if you're like me, you have a hard time stopping when you feel full. Look, I feel full and I still want to eat, okay? Come up with a finishing move that will keep you from continuing to eat. Now, here's an idea. You can crumble up your napkin onto the plate. That don't usually work, but try it. Pour some of your drink onto the food. That's a good idea. Pour, it's a waste of salt, but you know, pour salt over your food. Or get your ass up and just throw out the plate. And don't sit right by the table. Don't be one of the people that sit right by the table, okay? Now, this will help you. When you feel full, it'll just take, you know, just really take yourself out of the realm of where the food is. And if you don't even need these tips, you good, you gonna go, you gonna have your little spoonfuls here and there and just socialize and, you know, tell people about your workout plan and, you know, show off your new outfit. Cool. Great. But don't sit there at the table and judge everybody else. Don't nobody want that. Now, if somebody comes up to you and asks you what your diet plan is, what your exercise routine, you know, you say, I train with BK over there at 2160 Long Beach Boulevard, Unit 1, right? I told you I had to come check out my new studio. That was a little plug, but I'll get to that later. But unless somebody come up to you and start talking to you about wellness and your fitness goals, don't be one of those people wagging your finger at everybody eating too dang on much. I've done that in the past, and that's probably why they stopped inviting me to stuff. Don't be that person. Let people do what they do, right? You got your little food, and you eat, and then you dismiss yourself from the food area, right? Dismiss yourself. And if someone wants advice on how to lose weight or on how to get in living a healthier lifestyle, then you be that vessel. You can help them. But don't be sitting there wagging your finger and judging. Nobody likes that. I'm just letting you know. Nobody likes it. So that was seven tips. Seven tips on surviving Thanksgiving this holiday season. And I do this every year, but sometimes even I need to be reminded. You know, I'm not really big on holidays, but I'm doing this for you. Now, I want to remind you that I do have a new gym. Yes. Woo, round of applause. I have a new training facility, shouldn't say a gym. It's a training facility. It's located on 2160 Long Beach Boulevard, Unit Number 1, Long Beach, California, 90806. Come see your girl, BK, for a free tour and a free consultation, free workout. My goal is to help you get moving, so don't be nervous. Just get excited about taking your body back. Oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful thing. When you make that stand. And I know the holiday season is here and everybody wishy-washy and want to kind of relax and enjoy the season. I get it, but I want to let you know that I'm here. That's the point. I want to let you know that I'm here. And I got an awesome training studio and I work with some great, great colleagues that if you have any questions or you feel uncomfortable about something, we are here to help you. We are here to help you with your goals, you know? So enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holiday season. I do have an event coming up on, let's me see, on Thanksgiving Day. where I am providing, because you know, in California, you have a lot of people who moved away from their families to be here. And, you know, Thanksgiving can be a lonely time. Not just the Thanksgiving, but the holiday season can be a lonely time for a lot of people. And sometimes our mind is so set on thinking about what we don't have and who we don't want to be around for the holiday season. We're not thinking about those people who have nobody. There's somebody who has nobody to talk to or to hang out with. So I wanted to put together an event for Thanksgiving morning, 7:30. It's BK's Fat Blast. Okay, BK's Fat Blast. And it's just going to be a great, great time. I would love for you to come. Enjoy yourself. Really simple, fun workout at my new training studio. So if you want more information about that, feel free to give me a call, 562-4444. That's 562-444. Did I say the number wrong? Rewind. Okay. So it's 562-444-8992. Again, it's 562-444-8992. So you need to reserve because space is limited. So if you're interested, say, hey, you know, it's a day where I'd be by myself. I ain't doing nothing anyway. Let me just come and just enjoy a fun, simple full body workout with BK and friends. BK's Friendsgiving Fat Blast is this Thursday at 7:30. So let's have a great time, you know? So I want to let you know about that. Have an awesome, awesome Thanksgiving. You know how to reach me. You can hit me up at betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. I know I have a lot of email addresses and, you know, we're still figuring out this whole branding thing. So just work with me. Just working with me, okay? I'm building a brand, I'm building a business, and I'm doing it with you. And I love that you're joining me on this journey. I love it. I'm your girl, BK. I hope these tips helped you. It will be posted on my Facebook page later today. Definitely share with a friend, share with a co-worker. And, you know, you can hit me up on IG at BetterBodyByBK. Have a great one. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.